Back here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner at the place to be. That is Hy-Vee each and every Saturday morning. Glad to have you here on Sunny 99.7, yourfortdodge.com. Breaking down everything going on in local baseball and softball around the area and with the high school teams that we follow. A team that we've been following throughout the season. We've covered them every week that we've had this show of the baseball and softball season, Southeast Valley Baseball. And my guest to talk about their season is their associate head coach, Brad Anderson. Coach, good to have you back on the program. Thank you for the time.
Hey, Rob. Thanks again for having us, Southeast Valley. We do appreciate the coverage from you.
Well, we appreciate having you guys on. We talked about last week a strong start for you guys. You got out of the gate pretty hot, 6-2. This past week, you've kind of taken a little bit of a step back, at least in terms of the wins and losses here. You dropped a game earlier this week to West Bend Mallard 4-0, and then a road trip where you dropped one to Emmitsburg 10-4 on Wednesday night there. Let's talk a little bit about the maybe differences there. Difference in you guys in terms of how you're playing, or a difference really in just who the opponents are in these two games?
I would say it's probably a little combination of both. We've just struggled. We've been getting runners on, and in scoring position, we just have lacked the ability to come up with that big hit to push those runs across. I know the West Bend game on Monday, I think we had bases loaded a couple different times and just couldn't get the run to come across the plate for us.
And that's something that I know that you guys have done a pretty good job of through the first eight games of the season for the most part. It's one of those things where you weren't able to execute. And, you know, we talked about this stretch of your schedule being kind of a difficult stretch. And if you don't make the plays, you know, you're not going to beat good teams. I think that's a pretty simple formula.
Oh, exactly. And like I said, we just went swinging through too many pitches. We struck out just too many times against West Bend, and we're going to give their pitcher credit. He threw well, and he really kind of got moving, and they got a couple of runs early in the game, and they were just able to just kind of hold us off all night long.
Brad Anderson is my guest, associate head coach of Southeast Valley Baseball. You dropped a game Wednesday night at Emmitsburg. We talked last week on the show about how going to Emmitsburg is always kind of a dicey proposition. It's a hard place to play, hard to go up there and win, really, in any sport. Talk to me a little bit about the loss to Emmitsburg, 10-4. It's a little bit uncharacteristic. You guys have only given up over eight runs three times this year, and the Emmitsburg game was one of those times.
Yeah, and it was. Like I said, they started off and they got one right away in the first, but we were able to bounce back and answer and get a couple in the top of the second. And then, like I said, we put too many guys on base that night. We just allowed too many free passes, and they just took full advantage of it. I mean, I think the hits were about the same, but they were able to take advantage of some walk battling and just push runs across on us. And like I said, it was just kind of disappointing, but like I said, our guys will bounce back and recover.
Yeah, and it was a game where you guys were right there in the game. I think you were down 3-2 until the bottom of the fifth, and the wheels kind of fell off on you in the fifth where you gave up six runs.
Yeah, and like I said, that was kind of a little bit on us. Our Sam Hansen's pitch count got a little bit up, and we kind of went to Rhett, and I don't think we kind of got him prepared well enough to come into the ball game. Should have got him a little bullpen action a little bit before that, and just kind of pitch count kind of snuck up on us the other night. And again, that's something as coaching staff we need to make sure we're well aware of. And like I said, it just kind of came in and things kind of snowballed. And I said we finally got out of it, and we were able to put a couple more on the top of the sixth to kind of claw our way back into it a little bit. But again, their pitcher threw well and just kind of shut us down there that seventh inning.
Brad Anderson is my guest, Southeast Valley Baseball here on the program. Jags looking to bounce back after a couple of losses earlier in the week. Last week we talked a little bit about kind of the emergence of Carson Lambert at the plate. And despite the losses here, Coach, he stayed hot at the plate. The Emmitsburg game, he had a couple of hits, was able to score a couple of times and drove in one for you. He's really emerged as one of kind of your key guys at the plate.
Yeah, and like I said, he's been hitting in that six slot for us all year and just doing a real nice job. And like I said, as long as he stays with himself and keeps that bat on the line, he does a nice job.
Now, today you are on the road for a little tournament action at Madrid, taking on Ankeny Christian in the first game, and then you'll play, depending on how you do in that game, possibly Madrid, the host team, after that. Talk a little bit about this tournament. I know with Ankeny Christian, it's not a team you guys see much of, and it's not a team where you guys have had really any time to prepare for them. What's the mindset there? Just kind of try to be the best version of you, or have you had any time to kind of look at what you may see out of them?
Well, we took a road trip up to Emmitsburg on Wednesday, so the coaching staff had a little bit of time to kind of look into those three schools as we were traveling up there, and we really don't have any common opponents or anything like that, so it's really just kind of a – we kind of looked, and we see Ankeny Christian was like 7-1, so – I assume they're going to be a nice, solid ball club, and we're just going to have to be the dykes ourselves and just go out and see who we have available to pitch on Saturday and just go and play the game and see what happens.
Yeah, for sure. And two-game format means that you're going to use, you know, at least two or three pitchers in this two-game format. I mean, two would be the minimum you can use. So, you're going to have to get creative with managing the pitch count and that kind of thing, because you guys have a full week coming up this coming week.
Oh, definitely. You know, when we look to use some sophomore kids and like Justin Lowski and Drew Correll and try to get them some game action in varsity. They've thrown a little bit of JV for us, but like I said, it's their time to say, hey, coach, we're ready for the next level, and just kind of see how that goes with them on Saturday. So we know those two for sure, and I guess we'll kind of be in a wait and see what happens throughout the day to see who else is going to get in and pitch for us.
Brad Anderson is my guest, associate head coach of Southeast Valley Baseball. Jags in action today against Ankeny Christian at the Madrid tournament. Coach, coming up this week, another full week as it is this time of year all the time. You've got a really good Pocahontas area team coming in on Monday night there in Gowrie. You'll turn around 2 days later and go over to East Sac County. Storm Lake St. Mary's on your schedule as well. So, another week that's going to really challenge you guys. How important is it for you today to try to get a little bit out of this kind of rut, so to speak, that you're in with this these couple of games you've lost this week?
Oh, it's going to be huge. We need to get our bats going, and we need to get confidence to the plate, and we need to field some plays in the field and just kind of make some plays and make things happen and get that pep back in our step. I wouldn't say it's gone, but I would say it's kind of like the heat. It's kind of taken out of us this week. So we definitely need to get ourselves back and get a little flow going. And as I said, Pocahontas is going to be a tough challenge on Monday. We knew that, you know, at the beginning of the season. And you know, we're just looking forward to the challenge and seeing what we can do against them, because, you know, they're kind of all over the last several years. They've been the top of the Twin Lakes, and you always know when you play them, you got to be ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I know one of the big goals for you guys is to contend for the Twin Lakes Conference Championship. And a win over Pocahontas area on Monday would put you in a pretty good position with that.
Well, and that's what it's going to take. Like I said, we're back to, you know, around even in the conference. And like I said, that's not going to do it. You got to finish. You got to hold steady at home and try to get some on the road. And that's what we're going to have to do for ourselves, and kind of try to hold steady at home on Monday against Pocahontas.
Coach, you talked a little bit about the difficulty with driving in runs when you get runners in scoring position. You talked a little bit about the probably number one bugaboo, I think, in high school baseball, and that's walking guys, not getting ahead of hitters and that kind of thing. What's the message to the team to try to adjust on some of that, try to improve on that?
Well, and this is what we talked about the other night is, you know, on both sides of the plate, you know, we can't start off on the mound pitching in a deficit. We can't start off giving them two balls and then try to bounce out of that. Same hand when we're at the plate, you know, we got to make sure we're making them put it in the zone and we're not chasing bad pitches. So it's kind of a double-sided edge sword there. You got to do both sides. We got to do it defensively and offensively a little bit better in this next week.
Absolutely. Plate discipline, a big thing. Getting ahead of hitters, I think, is probably the number one thing you can do at this level of high school baseball as well. Brad Anderson from Southeast Valley Baseball, their associate head coach, has been my guest here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner. Coach, I thank you for the time. Good luck today in the Madrid tournament.
Hey, thanks again. Greatly appreciate it. Again, thanks for all you do and all your coverage for not only us but all the area teams. It is greatly appreciated.